this isn't taxing your strength. But why would you even believe it? Why would people believe that you can do something for God and then God will save you? If you get an understanding of God and an understanding of the creature, saved creature, why would you come up with, if I do this for you, then you'll do something for me? Let me tell you why we're suckered in. Because we've accepted the lie that you don't have to just trust it. Once you set aside that you don't just have to just trust him, doctor, now you got to stay with me to learn the secret. And you're just going to keep looking for the secret. And you're just going to keep being strung along and strung along. And that describes denominations and movements and churches, all through church history. The first lie I've got to get you to believe is this. You cannot just trust him. And if you will accept that lie, then I got you. You got to stay with me to learn the secret. You got to stay with me to learn. Okay then, boy, you go through here and tell me what the secret is. I got you. Once I say to you, all you have to do is trust him. Trust him to be saved. Trust him to be spiritual. Trust him to be transformed in the image of Christ. Trust him in your life. You're free. Your relationship with him is real now. There's no secret. Nobody's found a secret. There isn't any. Just trust him. But I can string you along. I can have you doing all kinds of things. I can control your life. If I get you to accept that first premise, you cannot just trust him. That's not enough. You've got to stay with me to find it out. Samson's story is so important. I hope if you're not able to make it on Wednesday, you will listen to it. Okay, so here, lead me in the truth in regards to the delivery, and teach me in regards to this. Thou art the God of my deliverance, my salvation. For thee I wait all day. So the truth is the same here as in John 4. Truth which belongs to God, and never the truth that he requires or desires from us or is pleasing to him. Truth that pertains to God, his faithfulness to save and to deliver. This is the truth that God is looking for. Okay, look at Psalm 31 a moment. Psalm 31. Psalm 31, we'll look at verse 5. Psalm 31, verse 5. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast ransomed me